Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Halloween.
Did you bring your trick-or-treat bag?
Mm-mm.
I heard Lissa on KRZ this morning talking about how when she was a kid, she was jealous of all the kids who had pillowcases.
Pillowcases.
Walking around house to house with pillowcases, trick-or-treating. And I was one of those kids who was jealous. And then one day I was like, I'm bringing a pillowcase. And it made it a lot easier. But she said growing up, she never had anything but like a little plastic bucket. And like
But that's what kids wanted.
This is usually when you're
plastic,
older.
Plastic, like a jack-o'-lantern bucket. That's the cool thing.
That's because that's what the parents give them.
But a pillow. I mean, that's a big bag.
I think the older kids realize the grift of Halloween.
Right.
You get yourself hooked up. So I always wanted to be like the older kids, which I think is fairly normal.
The pillowcase.
The pillowcase?
The pillow. I used to call it my pillow. Or we used to have a little one. I call it Whip-Pill. Whip-Pill.
I don't know what your go-to costume was. I don't know how much you celebrated. I've had this. I think I've told this to Johnny Lucas before. Come on. Come on for 1 second, Johnny.
It takes him a little while.
It does. That's why I'm telling him now. I want to talk to him after 7. I kid, Johnny.
Okay.
Johnny.
Yes.
I've had this vision. I've never seen a picture of you as a child, but I have this vision of you on Halloween, and I envision you as an adult just shrunken down. And
that's
maybe
usually how that works.
Maybe dressed as a cowboy. Did you ever dress up as a cowboy?
I believe so, yes.
All right. So that's weird. I feel like I'm living your life. But he's one of the few people, like I can't picture a lot of people as children. I picture him as a child, but it's like a cartoonish version of just growing up Johnny Lucas as a little boy.
Sure.
And it's adorable.
Yes. I could see you as a clown. Were you a clown?
Me? No.
No, that's
not. Everybody's think I ever did a clown.
I don't mean this to be rude because what he did was worse. It wasn't, but I feel like if he did clown makeup, he'd look like John Wayne Gacy a little. Do you see that a little bit?
Almost anybody, like a guy in clown makeup now.
But they have the dark hair.
Okay, God. Man, we've gone off to the dark side.
That's a scary thing if you think about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, you going trick-or-treating tonight, Nancy?
There were a lot of costumes that you couldn't wear anymore today. But when I was a kid, there was a year that I was Casper the Friendly Ghost. My mother said, you know, that was back when you wore the plastic mask where the eye holes wouldn't like line up.
Was it also the era where you doubled down in case they didn't recognize the mask? It said Casper on your chest.
I don't remember that part.
Like it was like a smock.
I know.
That was like,
well, you couldn't mistake Casper's face on the mask.
That didn't
but
stop
it also
him,
had.
Yeah.
So my mom said, not only did I have a mask that was ill fitting, but I had the long thing was way too long. So she said she would wait by the mailbox. I would walk up to the door and I kept falling. So I would get to the door. They'd open the door and they'd look down and I'm on the ground getting up. And she said it was happening at every house. I'd try to get up the stairs and I'd fall. And she said, I wasn't hurt, believe me. Mm-hmm. But she said that it was so funny that she almost peed her pants. She remembers me trick-or-treating with her that year. And back then, costumes were dangerous. You couldn't see out of them.
So you and
nobody cared about whether you could see kids running across the street.
You're a couple years older than I am. And I think your generation had the dangerous costumes and people just were like, it's kind of funny. My generation got the next step of that, which was be careful. And they give you tips, cut the eye holes bigger. Mm-hmm. But they'd also say things like, they'd still show you scary videos like this is what happens if you can't see out of your costume and you trip and you fall into traffic and you get run over by a bus.
Right.
And they'd be like, don't let that happen to you. And you're like, oh, I don't want to trick or treat.
The vast majority of our costumes when I was a kid, you just did yourself. So we, I remember you'd do hobo 1 year, and it really just required
clothes,
you to
right?
have old clothes and like put the black makeup, you know, on your face so you look disheveled. Back then, again, another one that they don't do today, but you'd be like the fortune teller. You'd called it gypsy at that time. Don't do that anymore.
No, yeah.
But it was, you know, you'd have the satin kerchief over your head and the hoop earrings, and you would be like with a crystal ball, and it was just, you know, weird things like that, and we'd do them ourselves. You didn't go buy a $70 or $80 costume.
Yeah, my daughter this year is going as a woke person. She's going as an unhoused person, and she's expecting everyone to bring her candy.
God.
And she's good. No. I used to love Halloween so much. And somewhere along the way, it probably was a relationship that I was in. They were like, this is stupid. And I got out of it. Mm. I was so, this was my day.
Right.
And I just think over time, people beat you down. Life beats you down. And people stop having fun.
Well, I don't know. Now it's bigger than ever for older people. So it's almost like the grown-ups have taken it over. So, yes, we kids can have some candy at a trunk or treat, and then we're going to party. I have to ask this question, though. I wonder sometimes when I go through these neighborhoods. I live out in no man's land. So when I was driving recently through a neighborhood.
No man's land.
There's no reason for me to decorate. No, I'm on a dirt road. Very few people drive by.
It sounds like where you die in a movie.
It does. But I'm driving through a neighborhood, and there's some scary stuff. Like, you know, those huge Grim Reapers. Huge. When I say huge, we're talking, you know, the huge skeletons, the huge. I have to imagine for some children, it's freaking frightening out there.
5 years ago, that was the case. Those in here in the burbs where I live.
Yeah.
So many people got those giant skeletons that I think kids are less scared of it anymore. Maybe if they've never seen it before.
Have we desensitized the children?
Oh, I think so. Because some people, like, there's a couple people who will leave the skeleton up all year. So it's scary right now.
Oh.
But in a couple months, it's going to be dressed as a pilgrim. Or next month it's a pilgrim, and then it's Santa, and then it just keeps getting changed into different costumes. And if it's political season, maybe it wears a shirt for their favorite candidate. So it like normalized the whole thing.
Right. I don't know. I think it's still kind of scary, probably for some kids. It's like a little over the top. And then I saw a story. It's in the New York Times. It says, have Halloween decorations become too scary? The skeletons are taller, the witches seem to be more lifelike, and the blood and gore is plentiful.
Yeah, I mean, really, it is. Years ago, as a kid, this is before people, it was rare to see a really realistic kind of scary thing. And I remember my friend and I, we were probably like 12, 13. We go to the porch of this house, and there's a scarecrow laying there. Mm-hmm. And we're like, we just ignored it. It's what you did. And the husband just goes like, here, have some candy. He goes, what do you think of the scarecrow? And we're like, it looks good. And it was weird. So we're like, what is it? Not real.
Right.
And then he's like, I don't know. Why don't you get close to it? So we went over to it. And I guess the idea was that his wife would be and scare us.
Okay. It was a jump scare.
But she never moved. And we're like, she's trying to pretend she's fake. And we're like,
right.
They try to like, I don't know, but we were like poking at her and we're hitting right. her and we're dropping her leg. And finally she gets up and goes, what the hell? I felt like their marriage was going to get, because the husband wouldn't let her. It was the weirdest thing. And people sometimes take it too far. Is my point.
That I think that it does. I do know that when I've gone through some of the places, I go, wow, like when my kids were young, I get it. You go into, I don't know, Party City does it anymore, but those Halloween stores, you know, you're going to get the jump scare. And there's some kids who just like hide behind you.
That's a good place to desensitize your kids too.
Well,
though.
Yeah, but a kid can go, I don't want to go. But you're walking through your neighborhood and some of these things are pretty graphic and gross. Some of them are. I'm not going to say the majority of them are. Just a few. But I wondered that question when I went through and saw one particularly disturbing one. And when I saw the story in the New York Times, they talked about how neighbors in some developments have lodged complaints.
Yeah.
Not only, you know, you've got, you know, it looks like dead bodies hanging from, you know, rafters. You've got really gory images. As you mentioned, some places they go out of their way to enjoy scaring the kids on trick-or-treat. There was one place that I know some kids would never ago on our, when I used to take my kids, and I didn't care. And my daughter was older then, but you know, younger kids would be like, no, you know, just not going there. But there have been people who've lodged complaints. They talked to a licensed psychologist in New York City specializing in trauma. It bothers me. I think it says something about the character of our culture. What is being prioritized as being the most outrageous. And I think we need some self-imposed restraints on what we put out there because it reflects our thoughtfulness. You know, so
I mean, I think
look, there are some, and they've got pictures here of some, and it's really creepy, scary stuff.
Like, I'm all for mental health treatment and, you know, positive vibes and stuff. I think sometimes, though, it's okay to go, tomorrow's going to be a day. Just be aware, like almost like April Fool's Day. Right. Don't be cruel. But if there's a joke, don't ban all jokes because some people can't handle it. But be understanding. If you scare somebody, don't laugh. Right. Go over and be like, I'm so sorry. Because I don't think anyone's out there going, I'm going to torture your brain. That's not your goal.
I think the bigger thing is there are just some people. And again, it's not everybody. Mm-hmm. Not to ruin the fun. I love a well-decorated place.
Yeah.
But you have some that look like, you know, the torso is the only thing there. And it looks like blood and guts hanging out. And you've got to wonder at some point, like, is there a line? Is there a line that perhaps it shouldn't be front and center so that other people, you know, especially little kids might be disturbed.
You'd have to Google this on your own. And I want to preface it by saying this may sound really insensitive, and it's not. I think it's actually quite empowering. And it's this trend because of social media where you have people who have had, lost limbs in accidents, mm-hmm. or they're born with some sort of disability. Maybe there's like, you know, they don't have legs, and they work it into a scary costume because people don't know. And it is on the costumes people can come up with.
Right.
When they have, it's amazing. It's one of those cool things where they've just taken ownership of their bodies. And I love it. If you Google people with disabilities doing Halloween costumes, it's not a funny thing. It's a, wow, check that out. That's creative. That's cool. It's one of my favorite things to see this time of year.
You know what's scary this morning? If you have YouTube TV, you are missing a bunch of channels from the Walt Disney Company. ABC channels are gone. So that includes, you know, WNEP, of course, in our area. They've been removed as of 11:59 p.m. last night. Yeah. Also missing Disney programming, ABC, as we mentioned, ESPN. It's all because of this whole negotiation on a price. There's, what they have to pay for the product. So in the meantime, if you are a YouTube subscriber live, you know, channels through that, you are affected and you will not have this. Their existing contract expired last night. So YouTube TV said in a post on its Help Center webpage, we will not agree to terms that disadvantage our members while benefiting Disney's own live TV products. In a Thursday statement on its official blog, YouTube argued that Disney is using the threat of a blackout on YouTube TV as a negotiating tactic to force deal terms that would raise prices on our customers. Don't worry, YouTube TV will already raise prices on their own. They can't have any help, though, from, I guess, Disney. So they've been engaged in negotiations. Last month, content was nearly removed from YouTube TV before companies reached an agreement. After a temporary extension preventing shows like Sunday Night Football and America's Got Talent from being pulled, CNBC reported last week Disney was willing to offer YouTube TV a distribution agreement that would give some subscribers access to Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus for no extra charge. But YouTube asked for Disney's streaming content to be ingested into YouTube TV, giving customers the ability to view programming on Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus without leaving the platform. Disney rejected that proposal, and they're not planning, I guess, to budge on the request.
One thing to consider, because I wake up and I watch certain ABC shows and whatever, they weren't there, and I was like, oh, I didn't even consider WNEP. But if you have the unlimited DVR, mm-hmm. those shows that are recorded that you wanted to watch. My wife and I watched this show. She can remember the name. What's that show we like? Okay. High Potential. It's a crime show. It's just a description now. The recordings we've had are all gone.
You don't have any of them.
So we can't watch anything we've saved. I mean, there are far bigger problems in the world, but this is annoying.
Yeah. And look, there's something else going on. There's also a clash when YouTube hired former Disney distribution executive Justin Connolly this year. And that has also prompted Disney to file a breach of contract lawsuit. So Connolly is now recused from discussions. So YouTube, the top U.S. media distributor by audience engagement, they've got 13% of TV watch time in July, according to Nielsen. And it's also on track to be the biggest media company by revenue in 2025. So we'll see how the two, if they come to an agreement. Otherwise, you're going to start seeing, I think, people dropping YouTube TV if they can't get the channels and the shows you want.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got big news on the government shutdown front. There have been a couple of stories that behind the scenes, some cracks have been forming in the Senate GOP conference over whether benefits under the SNAP program should be allowed to lapse this weekend. This is something that they've been, very concerned about. And I don't know if you know that overnight, Donald Trump is calling on the Senate and Senate Republicans to scrap the filibuster. Yes, they've had that ability all along. That way, the Republican majority can bypass the Democrats entirely, which is what they've done anyway throughout this whole process, and reopen the federal government. And when I saw that news this morning from Donald Trump, I thought they're concerned that their own party is going to, you know, fold on this thing. And he's, I believe, you know, going, hey, let's just do this because they know the blowback on them. Now, they can reopen the government. It doesn't stop the real problem, which is your people who get their health insurance on the markets with those subsidies gone. It doesn't help them. There's no, right. Will they, as they've said, oh, well, we'll work on that afterwards. Anyway, the president called on the Senate. Here's what he posted on Truth Social overnight. The choice is clear. Initiate the nuclear option. Get rid of the filibuster. He put that up on Truth Social. The filibuster is that tactic in the Senate to delay or block votes on legislation by keeping the debate running. And it requires 60 votes in a full Senate to overcome the filibuster. So some of the people who do not want this move, especially Republicans in control now, say they don't want to do that because then if and when Democrats are in control, they right. don't need to work with them. Well, hello. You know, God, have you been sleeping? You guys have not even asked for any input from Democrats.
I agree with their fear. It's a real fear, and they should probably not do it for that reason. But no one's talking to anybody anyway. That's the bigger problem. Mm-hmm. So might as well just go all in.
So he's telling them to do that. Will they do that? Because on the other hand, if they open up the government again, then Speaker Mike Johnson can't stand there and try to stop a woman who has been elected, waiting to be sworn in. Her own citizens in that district have absolutely no representation, yet being taxed, you know, the whole taxation without representation. They're suing, by the way, to get her sworn in somehow. But the Epstein file vote awaits. So if they open up the government, should they, we're asking you folks, should they end the filibuster, get rid of it so they can, you know, initiate what they call the nuclear option and open everything up? And again, that still doesn't solve a pretty big problem for people in this country with the huge increases coming on the health insurance marketplaces. So then they'd also, after all this talk of we'll work on it afterwards, will they work on it afterwards? Do they really have a solution here?
If they do the nuclear option, I think they'll say no. They didn't want to talk to us, and they'll point the fingers, whether it's right or wrong. I think that's what'll happen. I think if I'm Democrats today, I go, look, before you do the nuclear option, you want to reopen for 30 days? Let's do it, and let's knock this out. If we don't get something done in 30 days, though, we're going to be back where we started. We got to work together, and that's, you know, the ball's in your court to meet us halfway.
Do the nuclear option. I say go ahead. I think it's sad that the two sides can't work together and haven't. And but in the past, even if the Republicans are in the minority, they've been able to work, you know, when it's a Democrat president with both, where you don't have long extended, you know, shutdowns. Here's the thing. If they, get rid of the nuclear, get rid of the filibuster, they will own all the crap that's going to happen. If they don't, if they choose to do nothing about the health insurance prices, they're going to get huge blowback on that. So if they want to do that and open it up and not work on the problem, they will then own the problem. Democrats have made it very clear that that was the main issue standing in the way of approving a budget which would saddle Americans with those increases. I think it's pretty clear where they stand. So they can go ahead and do the nuclear option, but they better work on something about that insurance, or they're going to absolutely own the huge increases that are coming. Isn't it fun when Halloween, especially as an adult, is on a Friday? But it's good for the kids, too. They can get their sugar high at night and not have to worry about getting up early.
My daughter tried to strategize with us last night. She goes, so I was thinking we should start to make sure we get the most out of it. Let's start at like 4:30 or 5. I'm like, I mean, people won't be home from work at that point. Can we wait a little bit? It won't be dark.
Are they actually doing door to door in your neighborhood?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part. Well, yes, they have in the past. We've questioned how many people
participate.
Right. There's, there's football games. There's a lot happening. There's a lot happening in the area tonight. Mm-hmm. So I wonder, with the cost of candy, too, I wonder if it's going to cut down on the number of people.
It's expensive. Candy's pretty expensive.
Yeah, it's more expensive than I remember it.
I had to go pick up a medicine for my mother at the store yesterday. I saw like a bunch of people, a drugstore, with handfuls of candy. And I loved it. It said, buy one, get one for $1. I'm like, whoa. And then I looked and the candy is like seven something a pack. And I'm like, whoa, things are pretty expensive. All right. Let's get into some local news. We've been talking about a number of things. There were residents coming out yesterday for a Lackawanna County budget hearing where at least it looks like there was no infighting like we had seen.
We're all growing up.
Because the commissioners are there.
Yeah.
But they, were talking about, and even the commissioner candidates in the special election were there. And they were talking about, do we put a pause or try to put a pause? It's not as simple as the commissioners voting to pause. It's not that simple. It would be something that would possibly, it would be challenged because there's a court order in this thing. Could cost money, right, as you argue and go through this. What I found interesting, though, is that the newly minted commissioner, Brenda Sacco, doesn't have an opinion on what to do. So
publicly, at least, right?
No. And look, this is something that has been talked about for some time. Yes, she's been waiting to get into this position for some time. But she said the reassessment is necessary, as all of the parties have. They all understand that it's been way too long. But whether she would back a legal effort to delay it remains to be seen. I'm looking at the Scranton Times Tribune story. Sacco said Wednesday she wants to assess the situation after the reassessment appeals process concludes on Friday. So I'm a little surprised, only because I would think after all this time,
yeah,
you have an idea as to what you'd want to do. We do know, Chris Shermack has said he would like to look at delaying the implementation for a little while. We know Bill Gaughan does not. He thinks that, you know, it's got to go forward. There's still appeals processes that can be done next year. Chet Murley, who is the Republican running, would like to see it paused if possible as well. Michael Cavallini, the independent candidate, he thinks that it needs to go forward. He, you know, said there's imperfection about it, but there is a process. Who am I forgetting here? There's an Tom Welby, who is the Democrat running. And he also thinks that they should look at possibly delaying implementation as well. So there were people there who think it should be delayed, talking the public. There are also people there who said it's not fair to the people who have been carrying the burden and paying sure. more. So it'll be interesting to see where this thing falls and how things move forward. Because even if you try to delay it, it doesn't mean you'd be successful. So
prices go, with prices on food so high. And I just heard a story about people aren't getting their cars repaired because it's so expensive right now. There's a lot of all these extra costs that are higher than usual. It would be, you know, the best case scenario would be you get your bill in January and you're like, oh, I dropped a couple $100
right.
a month or whatever.
Right.
A lot of us, myself included, I know, I just don't know how much it's going to go up.
Yeah, remember, they're not raising rates overall from everybody. It's just what they say is more equitable. So while you may go, hey, it's tough out here. What if people have to pay more? Yeah, well, what if people that are paying more should be paying less? So we'll see where this thing falls. But they discussed it, but no decision was made on that. Penn State Nittany Lions football back on the field after a bye week against they're number one, right? Ohio State.
Yeah.
And then we got to play.
There's always a chance.
You never know.
Maybe for Halloween, we'll dress up as a different team.
You never know. I mean, I think 9 out of the last 10 games against them, we've lost. It could happen, though. Look, I heard this is the last game against them on the schedule for the next few years. We will not be playing them again.
Yeah, when they expanded the Big Ten, certain teams, we have not played Michigan for the past couple of years, I don't believe.
Right.
And then Ohio State goes off the schedule for a while. On one hand, it'll make it more special when they get to beat us in 5 years again.
Mm-hmm.
But it's weird. Some of these like games people look forward to every year.
I know. Right.
They're gone.
I'm hopeful.
Weird.
I would love to see. Look, to be honest with you, it would be great if they could win as a fan that I am. But I'm just hoping to see improvement. That would be good. People are like, how about an actual vertical pass, you know, down the field?
Yeah.
That would be an improvement. Anyway, we will have the game for you. Pre-game starts 10:30 tomorrow morning, 12 o'clock the kickoff. There's a lot of funny stuff online, too, where even the Ohio State fans, some of them not happy with the whole blackout thing that they're doing. They're doing a blackout where you have to wear black clothing.
Right.
And they're like, why aren't the players in black? The players are not. And they're like, isn't it weird to do a blackout in the day? So they're like, and then they go, our colors are gray and red. So why are we doing a blackout? So that it requires people to have, you know, clothing colors that they don't normally have.
The whiteout is tough sometimes because if you look closely, there's like a guy in a green jacket.
Right.
I feel like it's even worse if everyone's in black and you wear a white t-shirt.
Yeah.
You really stand out.
Oh, sure. So that's what I will also be looking at the crowd to see how many participated in the blackout.
What I desperately want a college team to do is do a green out, because then people could take the video and do green screen stuff and change the fans into animals and have a lot of fun. I'm desperately waiting for that.
All right. And by the way, it was a comeback win for Penn State men's hockey last night. I was actually listening online a little bit about this. They were down 2-0 that first. I think it was by almost the halfway through the point of the game. They came back to win 3-2 against Ohio State.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.